Enter English Online, Level 3, Part 1. Shopping, Episode 1, Shopping for Gifts.
The members of the Selco marketing team, Jill, Charlotte, Ian and Neil, are returning to London tomorrow after 3 weeks in the beautiful historic city of Krakow, Poland. They want to go shopping before their departure.
I need to find something for my mom. She loves it when I give her presents.
Well, if you ask me, we should all get some gifts and souvenirs for our families. We've got the afternoon free. Why don't we go shopping now?
That's a great idea. I've already made a list of all the things I want to buy for my mom, dad, and my sisters. For my dad, I'll buy a CD of Polish folk music and a book about Polish architecture, in English, preferably. That's the kind of thing he likes. And maybe a bottle of real Polish vodka. And a handmade leather wallet. And...
Give me a break. I was only thinking about one small present.
And for my mum...
Charlotte, I never knew that you had such a passion for shopping.
I see you still don't know everything about me.
In the city centre, the team members visit a little art gallery near Sukiennice, Krakow's famous cloth hall.
Look, these statues are really stunning.
Yes, they are. But they're quite large and we're travelling by plane. And just look at these prices. They're very expensive.
Jill, I think you should buy something different.
You're right, but it's just that my mom really adores this kind of modern art. I'd really love to give her something nice and original.
Well, what do you think about these candlesticks then? They're certainly original. I've never seen anything like them.
They're nice, but no, they won't do.
If I were you, I would buy this carved wooden box. It's unique and really quite decorative.
That's true, it is, but it's not what I had in mind.
How about jewellery? I suggest these cute little amber earrings. They're very attractive and the price is reasonable.
But my mom doesn't like wearing earrings, and one of these statues would be perfect, if only they weren't so expensive.
Well, if it's the expenses you're worried about, I can lend you some money if you don't have enough. I still got plenty of zlotys. Besides, I'm sure they take credit cards here. Look, there's a sign. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Maestro.
And if it's a question of taking them back to England, I believe I've got some room in my baggage.
Oh, you two are true gentlemen. Thank you. Actually, it looks as though I've got enough money myself. Which statue do you think I should buy?
Later.
We've already got most of the things we wanted. Neil, I'm impressed. You've bought gifts for everyone in your family, even your dog. And you won't even be seeing them until Christmas. What will you do with all these things in the meantime?
Oh, I'll probably ship them from London. I like buying presents, and you can't find things like this in the States. Look what I've got. A gorgeous amber necklace for my mom, a beautiful wall calendar for my dad, cute little silver vase for my sister, and each one of my brothers gets a pair of handmade woolen socks for those cold winter nights.
Oh, please. What happened to one small present?
And what's this then?
The perfume? Don't get any ideas. It's not for a girlfriend. That's for my landlady in London, who's old enough to be my mother.
But what about you, Ian? I don't think you've bought anything yet.
To tell you the truth, I hate all this fuss about shopping. I never know what to buy, and I always buy the wrong thing.
Don't start moping, Ian. You've got us, a team of free shopping consultants.
I know. Let's buy a bottle of the same perfume for your mom.
And one of those lovely neckties for your dad.
Amazing. It seems that it's really not that difficult in the end.